From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. British voters are heading to the polls Thursday for what has been called the most important vote of their lifetimes, whether the United Kingdom should remain in or leave the European Union. VOA's Luis Ramirez is in London.
A steady stream of voters braved the rain in London in the first hour of a historic referendum that by the end of Thursday will determine whether Britain stays in the European Union. The bitter two-month campaign centered largely on immigration. This woman in North London was among the first to vote after what she says was an ugly campaign.
There's been a lot of lies that have been thrown around. There's been no clear facts, I don't think. I still don't think people are 100% kind of confirmed today of where they're going to vote. But it's been very confusing.
Glad it's over?
Yes. Just waiting for tomorrow now.
The question voters are answering, should the United Kingdom remain a member of the European Union or leave? Results expected Friday. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
The EU has struggled with migration and an economic crisis, as well as a Brexit vote that would boost opposition to it within other member states. Stay with us, the European Council President Donald Tusk told British voters on Monday. He says, without you, not only Europe, but the whole Western community will become weaker. Meanwhile, all eyes in the European Parliament, rather, are on the outcome of the Brexit vote, as we hear in this report from Henry Ridgewell in Brussels.
A steady stream of voters braved the rain in London in the first hour.
We'll have that for you shortly. Meanwhile, foreign leaders, from U.S. President Barack Obama to Chinese leader Xi Jinping, have called on Britain to remain in the EU, a message supported by global financial organizations, many company bosses, and central bankers. This is VOA News. Interpol launched a public appeal Thursday for helping catch people smugglers who make billions of dollars of profit from the flow of migrants to peaceful and prosperous countries from poor and strife-torn homelands. The International Police Organization published on its website photos of 11 people it was targeting in connection with an operation focused on 180 fugitives that's being sought in 31 countries. It comes as the European Union is bitterly divided on how to handle its worst migrant crisis since World War II, focusing on stemming the inflow of migrants and refugees after 1.3 million people reached its shores just last year alone. An Interpol study released in May showed people smugglers had made over $5 billion from the wave of migration into Southern Europe last year. Paris riot police swarmed the French capital's historic Bastille area Thursday as protesters gathered for the latest march in a campaign against labor reforms that has been violent. As President François Hollande vowed his socialist government would go all the way to enact the reforms, armored vehicles choked the avenues leading to the Palace of the Bastille, where the march was set to kick off at 2 p.m. local time. The march was given the go-ahead after bitter negotiations in which the government first tried to ban it on security grounds before backing down and agreeing to allow it on a short, tightly contained route. Colombia and the leftist FARC rebels agreed to a ceasefire Wednesday, with a signing ceremony that's scheduled Thursday to end hostilities in a 50-year-long guerrilla war that killed about 220,000 people. Peter Hakim is a Latin American scholar with the Inter-American Dialogue in Washington.
Not only has it been the longest war, it's probably cost the most lives of any war on the mainland of Latin America. And, you know, it's caused Colombia to be among the countries in the entire world which have the largest displaced population.
Again, that is Peter Hakim, a Latin American scholar with the Inter-American Dialogue in Washington. U.S. Democrats Thursday vowed to continue pushing for gun safety legislation in the wake of the Orlando nightclub massacre after a dramatic sit-in overnight that failed to force a vote in Congress. The scenes on the House floor, unprecedented in recent history, began after Democrats took over the chamber's proceedings Wednesday, prompting Republican Speaker Paul Ryan to gavel the House into session late at night. Chinese banks have written off more than $300 billion of bad loans in the last 3 years, according to an official Thursday, as Beijing is seeking to reassure investors that the country can cope with its mounting debt problem. You'll get more details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.